welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are speaking right now with
Brian
in Washington. Sorry, Brian.
So there's a lot of people in rural settings have an extra pickup truck. Maybe it's not street legal, or a trailer. What I'm proposing is having a water vessel with water in it, mobile, and I'm able to transport it to a surprise fire and pump water on it. This is not rocket science. There's other YouTubes people doing this kind of thing. But the multitasking is involving, I'm also needing to irrigate sections of a large acreage. So at the same time, I'm having to go water all of these different areas between rainstorms. I can use this fire suppression thing to go and water all of my small tree plants that I'm trying to get reforesting after the logging. So I'm just trying to share this with your listeners. If you're sitting around with a little extra time, these materials, it could be a bathtub, it could be a 55-gallon barrels. There's a variety of, you know, 100-gallon old oil tanks.
Right.
This kind of thing is going to be really important. No one is going to be responding to your 911 call in a wildfire.
No. No, you're on your own. Absolutely. Even this far east, we're on our own for at least an hour. And we've had some fires here. Thankfully, the wind was blowing away from the house. Now, let me ask you a question. In your setup there, Brian, how big a tank do you have? And do you have a gasoline or electric motor pump? Or how is your setup? Just to give people some ideas.
We live close enough to the salt water that it's kind of common to have these forklift vats that
yes.
They move fish, dead fish parts in. So we acquired one of these. I'm going to say it's 250 gallons.
Okay.
So there's my vessel, but you could go crazy figuring out what you got laying around. So back to your question, I have two 110 AC electric water pumps in series.
Okay.
And I nozzled down my inch and a quarter poly pipe. It's you know, $30 for 100 feet. And I've got a nozzle on the end from an old fire truck. So it can shoot 30 feet. I want to be able to do something, but the nozzles can also have a spray attachment so I can irrigate my trees that I'm trying to reforest with. It gets hot between rainstorms. I need to go all around the place. I need 150, 200 gallons of water to irrigate all these patches that I'm reforesting. So if you would let me have a little more time, it's somewhat related to this subject.
Well, yes, sir.
PJ Barden is a Saturday night broadcaster on RBN. He had Dr. Martin Paul, P-A-L-L. He is from Washington State, where he was a professor at Washington State University. He had him on, and we're on and on talking about electromagnetic fields and the dangers to humans, and it's Dr. Paul at the end of the broadcast that had to remind us, you know, it also affects plants. I've written a paper on this. We're doing ourselves in, and John Stadtmiller had Jerry Day on last night, and they're discussing the smart meters. And John says, I'm embracing 5G coming. I want the faster download speeds and the like. I just don't want to have it. Why? I want to have it wired. I don't want to have it wireless. That's the danger. I don't know if 5G is going to be possible with a wired connection. I'm not a techno gizmo guy, but
Brian, I don't believe it can be.
Well, maybe somebody ought to mention that to John or encourage John that maybe we could have a little more discussion with people. And a shameless plug is we got Dr. Martin Paul to pester Deanna Spingola on August 24th. That's 3 hours. And I'm encouraging RBN listeners to do something like type into Google terpenes, T-E-R-P-E-N-E-S. These are the resins that trees produce during heat situations, and there's many papers on electromagnetic fields producing large quantities of terpenes in trees, and Dr. Paul believes, this is his theory, he is not a scientist in this aspect, that trees put out more very flammable, volatile terpene resins when they are exposed to electromagnetics. That's going to make these fires extremely difficult to put out. They will get started easier, and I'm just encouraging that kind of search engine, trees, electromagnetic fields, and terpenes, and you'll come up with all kinds of papers.
Okay.
I know that.
Well, if I may add something to that, it is also speculated these wildfires up in the Northwest are being severely exacerbated by having a never-ending supply of aluminum sprinkled on them, because aluminum burns at outrageous temperatures. So if you were to combine excess terpenes with aluminum powder, you're going to get a fire that will probably take the hide off of you at a half mile.
Absolutely.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because Alana Freeland, who has 2,000 hours of YouTubes on the space fence and her, you know, chemtrail books and all this. Anyway, we are in contact with her. She lives in Washington State as well. She has talked to Dr. Paul, and her response via email to me was, I talked to Dr. Paul. He doesn't even know about the aluminum. But, you see, Dr. Paul needs to really watch what he says, because you end up getting, you know, guilt by association if you talk about something you don't know anything about.
Right.
And you say the wrong thing, then your reputation is shot. He does not want to talk about chemtrails because he doesn't know anything about it. And Alana Freeland would just say, you know, you're trying to push Dr. Paul. He doesn't even know about aluminum in the trees. Of course he doesn't. He's got, you know, he's retired, but he is 100% focused on 5G will kill us along with every other form of life on the planet. We better stop this in its tracks, blah, blah. So,
well, I did spend some time looking into 5G, and the interesting thing is that it is such a short frequency, small frequency, that you can only have about 500 feet between towers, which means, and they will tell you right off the bat that they can't figure out, because of the cost of putting in a tower every 500 feet everywhere, nobody has been able to figure out how you're ever going to make this a profit-making situation. The cost of infrastructure will outweigh any revenue that you can ever get from it. So, you know, it's very difficult to say where they can or would try to go with 5G. I just don't, unless they can run a wire, I don't think they're going to get it done.
Well, there's people like Jim Lee at Climate Viewer. There's Mike Morales. He's got a YouTube channel talking about weather warfare and chemtrails and electromagnetics. They cover all this stuff, but at the same time, these guys are addicted to video games.
Oh, boy.
So what we have here is, you know, people that, oh, yeah, this is a terrible thing. We should stop this. But at the same time, they've got a heroin needle in their arm that they also want to be tapped into their addiction. We need some more people talking. No, I think I can get by without the cell phone, period. And then I can get by without the internet, you know, maybe the hardwired connection. And you could stand in front of the blue screen with your yellow glasses on. You could have some interaction with this technology, but at the same time, I think we need to be prepared to say, you know, I think we got to unplug the whole damn thing. I'm sorry that Obama is pushing it on all of our education systems, saying we're going to be the leader in the tech world. We're going to bring America back with this economic, you know, boom, and we got to swallow this tech hook, line, and sinker. And it's not unlike what Donald Trump is saying currently. We must just throw any studies out the window. We aren't even going to make them or look at them. We just are going to need the economic benefit of 5G, and we're going to move forward without looking at biological testing. So.
Well, I hope they don't do that. Brian, I got to let you go, buddy. We've got callers stacking up, and I want to give some other people a chance to speak out. But feel free to call back next week, and I really appreciate your call, sir.
And me, you. Thank you so much, sir.
Bye now. Yes, sir. Next, we're going to Art on line 9. Good morning, Art. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. If you'll bear with me, and hopefully without interruption, because I'm going to make a very, very important point here. People need to pay real close attention. What got me to call in was the previous caller talking about not worrying about your Second Amendment because you'll still have your First Amendment. I want to explain how this process has worked over the many decades. People need to understand that once you begin to waive, you can never give up a right, nor can it be taken away. You can only waive your right. This was one of the first things I learned when I went to law school. Rights cannot be given. They cannot be taken away. They cannot be given away. They can only be waived in exchange for a privilege. One of the first examples of this we see is with the driver's license. There was a time where you didn't need a driver's license to exercise your right to travel. This is why you do not have the right to travel anymore. Because people have been convinced that if you want to have a car and drive down and go down the road to go fishing or go visit grandma or whatever, you need a driver's license to operate that vehicle. Well, this originally began only through commerce. Taxi drivers, delivery drivers, such things as this, using the roads for interstate and intrastate commerce and or trade for profit and or gain. That is the legal definition of driving. Traveling, as understood by Sir William Blackstone, history's foremost authority on common law, natural law, when asked, define for us, if you would please, sir, in one word, liberty. And in one word, he said, locomotion. The ability to transport oneself from point A to point B, unencumbered, uninhibited. No limits, no restrictions. But they managed to convince people to take their personal conveyance, their automobile, and through registration convert it into a motor vehicle and thus trade in their right to travel for the privilege of driving. We also see this with the marriage license. There was a time in this country when marriage was documented in the family Bibles. You didn't have a license. Nowhere in the history of man have you ever had to have a license to marry. See, a license is nothing but a permission slip for one to do those things which otherwise would be illegal. When is it illegal to feed yourself? Why do you need a hunting license or a fishing license if you're simply trying to feed yourself and your family? This is how it works. And over the generations, through the educational system, they have been able to sucker you, Mr. and Mrs. America, into waiving your rights in exchange for privileges. The privilege of catching a fish so you can eat your dinner. See how this works? Now, with regards to the Second Amendment, people always ask me, what is the most fundamental of all rights? Because they think it's the First Amendment. I tell them, no, it is the right to choose. This is protected under the Ninth Amendment, where it states very clearly, to sum it up, government, in case you think we forgot something, no, we didn't, because it's protected here. Because we understand there are far more rights than could possibly be listed. So the right to choose is your most fundamental. And this is where you have where you recognize the right to choose whether or not to exercise any following rights that you may concede. Now, with regards to the right to keep and bear arms, if you choose not to exercise it, you do not have that right. Okay? That's how that works. You only have a right if you exercise the most fundamental right, and that is the right to choose to exercise it. Now, if you take away that Second Amendment, as that one caller is telling us not to worry about, well, the Second Amendment is what protects your ability to exercise all further rights beyond the second most fundamental. First most fundamental is the right to choose. Second most fundamental is the right to keep and bear arms. Without these two, you have no others. And so now, if they take away your guns, guess what you won't be able to do? You won't be able to exercise your right to petition the government for redress of grievance or peaceably assemble. Oh, that's right. You don't have the right to peaceably assemble because you foolish Americans have waived your right to peaceably assemble in exchange for the privilege of protest by way of permit. Whether you pay for it or not, you are asking permission. You have been convinced to continuously give up one right after another, and you have foolishly allowed this to happen because you have not been doing your due diligence, and you have not been paying attention. This is why I stay in trouble so much, because I don't know how to shut my mouth when I go to town and talk about these things. It's also why I'm on the damn watch list. Okay?
Well, they must be looking forward to your shopping.
And when we have Trump...
Well, you know,
when we have Trump talking about...
preaching to the... In large part, you are preaching to the choir. I think most of the people listening here are fully aware of their due diligence. That's just a guess. I can't swear to it, but I suspect it.
Well, at least these three hosts know he's telling the truth, Rick.
Well, that brings us to Donald Trump. Anybody who thinks that he's not going to sign something is a fool. Because he's already said that he's willing to work with social media, enemy of free speech, to develop an algorithm to look for potential shooters who might threaten other people. And if we learned anything from Barack Obama and the NDAA is don't ever believe that they won't use that power against you, because at some point they will. They always do. So this is just a stepping stone to get that algorithm out there, and then once they have managed to successfully install that, at some point they're going to turn that on every gun owner in this country. And if you have, as the one caller mentioned earlier, if you have registered your guns, well, stupid, they know where you live. They know what you got, and they will be coming to take it away from you. Don't ever register anything, and don't ever fill out a piece of paper for it. And also, too, let's not forget, he said that he is in favor of red flag laws. When he was asked about the due process, he said, well, I would rather we just take the guns and worry about due process later. That right there shows that he's willing to violate the Second Amendment. How stupid can America be? Now, I'm sorry if I sound like a butthead here, but my God, we've been talking about this for years. When are people going to get through their...
Art, we got a break, buddy. Thank you for your call. Greatly appreciate it. Call back anytime. When we get back, we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky, 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
And welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. We have two callers on the line. We're going to take them, and then we're going to let Rick do the gardening before we sign off today. We have Mike in Kentucky on line three first. Good morning, Mike.
Well, you got three topics going, I guess, that it sounds like that I'd like to comment on. I would encourage people to try to grow things. Grow things like your fall cold crop gardens and see how they do. I think the sun's output has changed.
I've recently
been, in the last year or so, I've been collaborating with a guy named Weatherman Gene Calouette, who most recently was out of Colorado. He's an ex-Navy guy, and he's got a bunch of friends from those days. He calls his science team, and he's talked a lot about the same sort of things in the alternative climatology that I've talked about for 22 years. And that last guy talking about terpenes, terpenes are just one aspect of the issue. Most recently, Gene Calouette was alarmed by a report that says trees are producing more carbon monoxide now. And, of course, that, you know, carbon monoxide has been made a big, big deal out of, and what's way worse is methane. A lot of the Arctic Circle... Yeah, a lot of the Arctic Circle has 80, 90 feet of frozen swamp. And when that melts, and it is melting in a lot of places, because there are too many trees you know, compared to when we may have come out of the last ice age. You know, they want to blame Neanderthal man or some for killing off all the woolly mammoths. So there's a serious effort in Russia or Siberia to eliminate a lot of the trees with buffalo and maybe even a genetically cloned version of the mammoth and furry horses. Yeah, they're working on that. Vice Media has some videos on it if people don't want to believe it or want to look it up. But trees are 35 degrees warmer on average throughout the year. And so cutting down all those trees, I thought it was ridiculous when Canada could get a carbon credit for cutting down a forest, but it would also help to stabilize the polar vortex. Now, the other factor is a paper was published this spring academically claiming that humans walk upright because of a cosmic event some number of millions of years ago caused more forest fires due to cosmic rays reaching into the lower atmosphere. And because they free up electrons in the lower 5,000 feet of the atmosphere, there's more cloud-to-ground lightning, and that causes a path for lightning from the clouds to the ground and more forest fires. So if there are an increase in terpenes also are seeds for clouds. Apparently when there's an uptick in cosmic rays, there's a new chart out that shows going back to the beginning of the space age in like 1956, sensors are showing that we've reached a record right now in this sunspot cycle. We're in a lull for sunspots, and if this sunspot cycle does not come back in the range of 150, if it's more like 50, and then we have continuing to have these volcanic eruptions, we're facing a real global cool down, volatile weather because of the jet stream has come back kind of with a vengeance. It's making these large north to south troughs and dips, which are more typical of winter. And so we're seeing a climate volatility. None of this has anything to do with man's activity. Our entire solar system has drifted into something called the Sagittarius mini arm, which is quite a coincidence that it would do so. It's almost like maybe we're from the Sagittarius mini galaxy. So all of the ice core samples, all of the seafloor samples should all be considered a rubber ruler. They're measuring stuff from the time when our planet and our solar system was in a different part of space, in a quieter environment than the Milky Way. So a lot of this, all bets are off. Now, on the 5G, the 5G is simply means fifth generation of cell phones, and it does not limit it. It's not limited to the 11 gigahertz, 12 gigahertz, whatever gigahertz they want to put it up into. It is descending down into channel 38 of the television spectrum, and they want more. They're looking for everywhere they can carve out a 100 megahertz channel, because that's what it is. It's a, instead of a 40 megahertz channel, it's a 100 megahertz channel, so that there's more throughput of data. And they're going to change the compression schemes, you know, and stuff like that. So that's right. What 5G is about. It's not about 24 gigahertz, but the FCC is so damn arrogant and is so captured by this phone mafia that they're trying to tell NOAA, NASA, the American Meteorological Society, they're saying all these people don't know what they're talking about when it comes to 5G in a 24.25 gigahertz band is going to interfere with the satellite weather systems. Because that in that adjacent band, it's going to create noise in the 26.6 or so up to 24 gigahertz that they use to measure soil moisture and lower atmospheric moisture. So it's initially going to cause problems in the urban areas on out. But you can still go wired with almost everything. You can turn off the Wi-Fi and go wired.
Hey, Mike, hang on a minute, buddy. We got a bottom-of-the-hour break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 3 minutes, 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? news.
Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma is all over CBD because of its Well, you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back. We're talking with Mike in Kentucky right now. Mike, you want to go ahead and finish up, hon? Mike?
All right, Mike's call dropped. All right, let's go to our other caller, Lori.
Let's go ahead and take Dave in Michigan on line 9, and then we'll go to Rick with The Guardian.
Okay. That works. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Great show today.
Yes, sir.
So I've called you on the 5G before.
Yes, sir.
And again, what Mike was saying is absolutely correct. It is the fifth generation of cell phone technology. Now, we can get on our on the internet on our cell phones, but it's all wireless. There won't be any wired 5G. You know,
I didn't
and
think
again,
so.
Right, it'll all be wireless. And, you know, John, you know, might be ready for wired 5G so he can download stuff faster. But you, if we had wired, right, and who's going to be able to go outside now? We'll be trapped in our homes. And obviously that can't happen. So, and then, excuse me, the cost of of a tower every 350 to 500 feet? Who's going to pay for that? Guess what? Yeah, who's going to pay for that? We are. They're going to take that right out of our hind ends, okay? And we pay for everything already, right? We're paying for our own demise. So if we don't wake up the masses to this fraud, to this murder, to this declaration of war, Trump's already signed the bill to start putting in 5G. And, you know, that if that's, you know, I hear different stories, blah, blah, blah. I'm legally blind. I don't have access to reading. So I have to,
right.
I rely on a lot of information, you know, like from you folks and others like you. And Ilana Freeland, you know, that woman is brilliant, and the stuff she's putting out is incredible. So that, you know, that's a big behemoth that we are facing, this 5G. We have to stop it, or it's going to stop us. Next, the weather. Mike was correct about a lot of that, too. But, you know, what it's called is a grand solar minimum. You know, the sun is in a cooling cycle. They've written books about it. We've had mini ice ages in our not-too-ancient past, 1700s, 1800s.
Yeah, well, about 12,000 years ago, right, Dave?
Well, no, in the 1700s and the 1800s, we had some grand solar minimums where we had mini ice ages where people migrated from north to south. The Thames River froze over, you know, that doesn't happen,
okay.
Right? And so, you know, that's over there in Great Britain. This stuff, this grand solar minimum, you know, I tell people global warming or climate change, it's not man-made, it's the man-made. You know, these guys are absolutely controlling the weather. I got to tell you one more thing. There was a guy, this Indian, blind Indian, he was a vet, Gulf War vet, worked with Joyce Riley from the Power Hour. She's gone now, but he'd spoken in front of Congress, you know, about the syndrome, the Gulf War vet syndrome or whatever. Anyway, he's an American Indian from Minnesota. He said they've had this powwow on the sacred ground for over 100 years every year at the same time, on the same date, and they place their teepees and all their stuff, they strategically place it for the sunrise and sunset. And he said, like, 3 or 4 years ago, I heard him on the radio saying that their positioning has shifted 15 degrees farther north than it
has
in 100 years. And I'm telling you, I've been living in this home that I'm in since 2010. And for about, I don't know, the first 5 or 6 years, I've got windows. My home faces almost due north and south. So the front's facing the south, the back space is the north. And it's 62 feet long. I've got a window on the west side that my desk sits at. So I'm looking pretty much due west. And I would see that sun setting every night, you know, in that window. And
right.
Then, and that's on the farthest point of, on the northern side of the house. So on the next wall is the north wall, like 6 feet behind that window. The dining room window is where I sit. There's two dining room windows. One faces west, one north. The sun never, ever, ever came in that north window. And right about that year that this Indian guy said that the earth shifted, I started noticing the sun setting in that north window.
All
after
right, Dave,
living here for five or six
can
years.
Can I interrupt just a second,
yes.
Buddy? All right.
Uh-huh.
One, what you're saying is 1,000% accurate. In 2008, I came out on John Moore's show and caused a little bit of a stir. And I said, the sun is not rising in the same place that it has for the 20 years we've been here. Okay? I flat out said that. All right? Lori and I are half-breeds. We're part Native American, part white. yes, our people, our Native American friends, are telling us exactly the same thing. And I'm going to let you continue, but I just wanted to throw that in for verification. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, so now I've got, my house is, again, is 62 feet long. The window, I've got a door wall in my master bedroom on the north wall, and it's almost to the far east side of the house. The sun is now setting in that window, okay? So all my north-facing windows, for many years, the sun never set in those windows. Now it is. And, I mean, that's absolute proof. So,
yes, sir.
My thoughts on that is, do you guys remember the first tsunami in our lifetime that was ever broadcast in Indonesia? You remember that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I believe that HAARP, helped that. I don't know if it actually made it happen, but I know it absolutely helped it. They knew that was coming, and they made it worse. And I believe I've heard some obscure interviews years ago after that happened that caused a wobble on our access. So I think that might have something to do with this shift in our access. I know that Indian guy said that was at least 3 years ago, maybe longer, when he said 15 degrees. I know it. I'm not a mathematician, but I know it's a lot more now than it was when he said that, because at that time, the sun was only coming in that first north-facing window on the far west side of my house. Now it's coming in all of them.
Can I suggest something from a practical standpoint? Assuming that's true, y'all better start thinking about getting some cool weather seeds, because not everything likes to grow in cooler climates, but a lot of things do. And I don't know, maybe you don't want to live on turnips, but you might be. So you might want to look at laying in the seeds that are used in cooler weather.
And I appreciate that statement. It's perfectly, you're exactly right. And that was the next thing my last comment I want to make is, I've been listening to this guy, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I don't know if you guys know who he is. He was the Navy's top physicist. He's he's about 75 now. He's a botanist. He's brilliant. He's written dozens and dozens of books. He says, you guys heard of the jet propulsion laboratories? It's a DARPA contractor. They've got some computer algorithm that's saying that, we're going through, this winter is going to be the coldest winter in recorded history, not just in America, in the world, because of the shifting and all this and the grand solar minimum mostly. But they're saying now, I heard him yesterday say that by 2024, because of the grand solar minimum, there's going to be parts of Canada that will be uninhabitable because it'll be so cold. So you're right. We need cold weather seeds. We need greenhouses. Greenhouses, you can make a little greenhouse and get a heck of a lot out of it. And, they're not difficult. There's plans out there with PVC pipe and T-posts and plastic. And, you can do some incredible stuff.
There is a guy out there. There is a guy out there, I think his YouTube channel, I think it's called Ice Age Farmer or Ice Age Gardener, and he must be very far north. I haven't spent a lot of time with that guy, but you might want to look at that. I do know that for every layer of covering, you move your zone 500 miles south. So what a lot of these guys will do is they will actually put up a greenhouse and then put a caterpillar tunnel inside that. And so what you're actually doing is creating microclimates. You're moving your garden 1,000 miles south. So you can take a zone 5 and you can make it a zone 8 or a zone 9 with an arrangement of that nature. Now, yeah, it's going to take some work, going to take some time, a little bit of money, but it's not difficult work.
Well, I appreciate that. That's great information, and I think that's all I got for you guys today. Thank you for taking my call, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, right, Dave. Thanks. Thank you very much. All right, Rick, we're getting to the point where we're not going to take any more callers. We got about 15 minutes less of break. Let's go ahead and get onto the gardening stuff, buddy.
Well, let's do a little bit of that. For those people who are wondering about a hoop house, do not forget something I brought up two or three times. Johnny's Select Seeds sells a hoop bender. I bought the $99 model, which bends the 12-foot hoop houses, two top rails, two 1 1/4-inch top rails, makes one hoop. I put those about 2 feet apart, and I think they cost about 10 or 12 bucks a piece. So you might want to look into that. So for the middle of the country, for the vast majority of our listeners, you folks up north, you're going to have a little more trouble with this. You folks down south have more time. The seeds that you can plant right now and still get a decent harvest out of would be just about anything radish. But there are some greens. Now, this is basically going to be a Baker's Seed commercial, Baker Creek, rareseeds.com, Komatsuna, which is a green. It's a garden green that would be kind of a little along the lines of a spinach. It can be eaten raw, eaten in salads, or cooked. You can plant carrots if you like. If you've got tough soil, you want to focus on the oxheart carrot. Oxheart is a stubby carrot, but it has absolutely no trouble with more difficult soils. It's a fat, stubby carrot. You've probably seen them. Bunching onions, once again, I just started some cukes, some zucchinis. What else? I started a bunch of purple bunching onions. We'll be taking them out when they're about the size of a pencil. That will be something that will. We've got plenty of time for that. Kohlrabi, which is a brassica. Kohlrabi produces a rather strange-looking root. They can get as big as a kid's football, or you can pick them when they're baseball, softball size. Very mild radish-type things. I love eating them raw. That's the best. But the great thing about kohlrabi is no matter how big they get, they don't get weird and woody like a radish does. Big kohlrabi is just as good as small kohlrabi. Begins with a K, okay, K-O-H-L, rabi. Cabbages. Now, this is interesting. I'm going to try this. They've got these purple cabbages called calaboose, which they grow in these like little football shapes, and they're brilliant purple. Love to see a whole bit. Oh, yeah, they're gorgeous. They look kind of like an ox heart or something. I'm going to say they are maybe baseball or football size, but they are brilliant purple. And good for this time of the year. Calaboose is what it's called, Baker Creek Seeds. Beets, of course, beets you can put in. Broccoli and parsley, that's all possible right now. Now, here's the thing about these seeds. As we talked about the cool weather seeds, you put these in the garden right now in this August heat, you're going to get a bad germination. Beets hate that kind of thing. So what right. I've done is I've got a chest freezer here in the garage. The top is always cool because they don't really make freezers that well, so the top's always cool. So I put all this stuff in flats and put it on the freezer until I achieve germination. And then once I see them pop, then they can go out into the light. You don't want to leave them inside too long because they'll get leggy and weird. So, you know, once you get your germination, which is optimal, 55 to 70 degrees, once you get those seeds to pop, get them out into the light. Here's another thing that's interesting. Onions, planting onions. Now, I'm changing the subject a little bit. This is not an August situation, but planting onions, either by seed or by set. I did not realize that onions are by nature biennial. In other words, the first year they're an onion, the second year they're a flower. If you plant the little pencil size, you can buy them. They come in tied up in a bunch. They've been in refrigeration, so they're going to think that's their second year. So you're going to have a real problem with bolting on those things. Plus, you never really know whether or not that's a long day onion. short day onion. If it's a red onion, you don't know what kind of red onion. If they call it a yellow onion, is it a storage onion? Is it a sweet onion? I think most of us know the sweet onions don't store very well. The Dahlia onions,
they don't.
Are to die for, yeah, but you're not going to be able to keep them in pantry. I bet not a month, maybe 2 weeks. But Spanish storage onions and other specifically graded storage onions will last 6 or 7 months in storage. So if you grow them from seed, that will be the first year. That will be your onion year. If you start with those little slips, those little starts, you're going to find that those things, because they've been in refrigeration, they think it's the second year, they're going to want to go to flower, and they're not going to get as big as they should. And I hear the song.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, not taking any more calls. We're going to close out the show next. Be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Rick, we're going to go ahead and let you finish up, hon.
Well, let me be quick about it, because I think we're running out of time. The I used onion starts this spring. I think I only did red onions. I had a very acceptable onion harvest. I got a couple of hundred Red onions the size of tennis balls and baseballs. I was pretty happy with that. Trash can potatoes, that whole thing sucked. I'm very disappointed. I got about, the whole trash can got about 3 pounds of potatoes. I'd love to just throw in the towel and say I'm not doing it anymore, but I have to, and this time I will do it with larger potatoes that had been cut in half, so that I get fewer eyes per plant. Since I did that back in March, I have since come to the realization that planting whole potatoes gives you small potatoes. So I will try it once again and maybe again in the spring, and we'll see if I can't ramp that production up. But I do have a couple of 16-foot beds filled with potatoes, so I'm not too heartbroken. So that is what I have to say about that subject.
Rick, I got a question for you, buddy.
Here I am.
All right. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. I've been told that for vegetables, if you can get the grow lights, the LED grow lights, and set them up, either with regular, commercial power or solar or whatever,
Right. That if
you put grow lights on vegetables, you'll get better production. Is that true?
That has not been my experience. I was given professional grade grow light, and it works well. And I wouldn't say at this point that it outdoes God's sun. It is the weirdest looking thing. It's got white bulbs, blue bulbs, red bulbs. Got all kinds of colored bulbs in there producing different spectrums, and it is
right.
It is efficient. It is efficient, but I just don't, I just don't think, first of all, they're expensive, so, And the other thing is, if you ever do manage to get a bunch of them, they've got planes and other stuff that looks for those from the air, because they'll assume you're growing dope, So if you can really afford that, for God's sakes, don't grow marijuana. But having said that, with my squashes, I'm having a fit. Of course, I'm being really stressed up here with powdery mildew. I have ordered from Haas Tools a gallon of liquid copper, and because I've just planted my seeds in the last couple of days, my cucumbers and my zucchini, and also daikon radishes, but that's a different deal. But I'm anticipating more powdery mildew. A lot of this is my fault because I did not find the time to set up all my drip tape. I have purchased from Haas Tools like a half mile of the stuff. I need things to slow down so I can get in there and get my drip tape in. That means, what does that mean? That means I've been using a sprinkler. That means I'm exacerbating the situation by sprinkling the leaves with water. So I need that stuff. Really does need to be on drip tape. But the liquid copper will control. If I don't save my winter squash crop, which I think I can, it will certainly come in handy on these zooks and cukes right here that I'm going to put out in the next 2 weeks. Now's a great time, by the way, if your cucumbers and zucchinis fell apart like mine did, replant them right now. I took up
Agreed.
Your time.
No, that's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back same time, same channel next week. Hope you'll join us. And in closing, I'd like to say God bless the souls of Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. Bye-bye, folks.
Documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.